Blog Talk Radio.
So they don't call no more. No matter how no more. Maybe there's something wrong with his phone. Or maybe it's falling in the grill is gone. And I'm not sure if I'm still respected. And I'm not in a rush to be rejected. Not by Tony. Tony don't care no more.
My co-host to drag on in here. Amaj is out today, sort of, kind of, maybe, possibly. We don't know.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, friend.
Yeah, I'm just driving down the road. I'm here, though, but you still got control. You got it.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting for everybody to trickle on in. You want to tell everybody what they need to know?
Yeah, welcome to the code. We drink. We touch some people. Facebook, they do inappropriate things. But we're here tonight for your Friday night shenanigans.
Yes.
I'll get my dress. Tell me, y'all bring my dress tomorrow for the sake.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, so. Wait a minute. So, thought everybody knows. Keisha Taylor's at the helm tonight because my best friend's getting married tomorrow. So, if you just heard me talking to my daughter, I'm going to let her know, hey, bring my dress tomorrow. Make sure you bring my dress. Please don't forget my dress. I can't do nothing without my dress.
You can't do anything.
And so, hell yeah, my day starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow. My hair appointment is at 8. I have to be at the wedding venue by 11. Yeah, it's going to be fast. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, okay, yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Waiting for everybody else to trickle on in. Tonight, we are trying to talk about some things that you would ask the opposite sex that you just never ask. Like, I wonder why. Like, my thing is, why is it absolutely so hard for them to put the toilet seat down? Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, it doesn't happen in my house, but, like, I have a lot of friends that complain about, you know, their husbands and boyfriends. Like, they just don't put the toilet seat down. And I'm just like, why? Why is that so difficult?
I've never experienced that with my significant other. I've never experienced that.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, no, I don't know. Like, he always puts the toilet seat down. I don't know. And I always wondered, like, what is the big deal about it? And then I have to ask my friends, too, like, so let me get this straight. So you went in the bathroom, and you wasn't looking where you was going, so you ended up in the toilet? Like, you didn't look?
Okay, so... And I do keep in mind, I do have a brother. So when I was younger, that shit happened. So. Sit down. What's wrong with you? You are not the only person who uses this bathroom. You're not. Like you feel yourself about you feel yourself about to die. Your life flashes before your eyes because you in your head don't be half asleep, okay? And you're like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. I'm not even gonna put the light on because I know my bathroom. I know when I'm supposed to go. And so you get there and you're like, okay, it's time for me to sit down on this stool. And you about die because your whole butt is now touching some water. What the fuck just happened?
Oh no! See, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. If you had an older brother, you would probably understand. But if you had females have older brothers, then they know. Little brothers might not do it. You know what I'm saying? But older brothers, okay. Okay.
No, yeah. That is terrible. Like I always cut on the light and I always look like since I was little.
Ron's here. You hear me?
Yes, I heard.
What's good,
hello,
people?
Hello.
Okay. Hey, Ron.
Y'all hear me?
Somebody call that nigga.
Yes,
Drake.
We can
somebody
hear you.
Drake,
wake him up.
No.
My bad. I apologize for my lateness. I was drinking and drugging.
It's okay. It's not too bad. Yeah.
You here before Drake?
Yeah.
Let me take this.
Well, that's
because
Drake really ain't shit. I'm just a little bit ain't shit.
Like, my thing is, you saw the messages. Like, clearly, you know, we have a friggin' show tonight. Oh,
no,
yeah, all right,
so boom. I looked at my phone at 9:54.
Okay.
So at 9:54, I looked at it. I said, boom, listen, this is how I know I need a fucking 12-step program. Because at 9:54, I looked at my phone. Mind you, I'm downstairs. So my personal phone was hooked up to the Bluetooth on the speaker outside. We outside drinking and drugging in the parking lot. Everything was good. You know, fellowship. You know how black people do libation. All that good shit.
Not libation.
So my phone is connected to the speaker, but I got my work phone that I'm talking to my people with, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, now before, let me go upstairs. I got to finish making these mashed potatoes. I had just came back from the Chinese restaurant, got my broccoli and garlic sauce to go with the mashed potatoes, to go with the salmon. All right, let me go finish cooking before Shorty and her cousin come over. Boom, 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 boom. Somebody said something about what these bitches want from a nigga. Man, that got my attention. Next thing I know, we drinking and drugging in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, goddamn. I apologize. I'm late. I won't make it a habit. I apologize.
No, you ain't gonna make it a habit, nigga. That's every week. The fuck?
Oh, you weren't supposed to call me out on that, though. You weren't supposed to call me out on that, though. You were just supposed to accept my apology. You know what I'm saying? Be like, okay, we accept it. And not say,
apology,
nigga.
But understand.
She told all your business, didn't she?
You ain't supposed to be
I
fucking 3,000 miles in the air or some dumb shit like that. What the fuck are you doing chastising me on Earth?
Not 3,000 miles in the air.
What the fuck is going on? Why are you fucking on Earth fucking chastising me? Ain't you supposed to be with the fucking in the Wild Blue Yonder or some dumb shit? What the fuck is going on?
No, not now. No, I'm off until Wednesday. My best friend is getting married. So, no.
So you're supposed to be at a bachelorette party with a fucking 9-inch fucking baby arm on top of your fucking shoulder.
No, she didn't want one.
Not a baby, what? A 9-inch what, Ron? A 9-inch what?
Baby arm.
Lord.
Or a little Ron, like I officially call him.
That's not the reason. No. Well, and then you have to think about COVID. We really couldn't go to any clubs or anything. So, yeah, we just ate, kiki'd a little bit, and now we have all dispersed, and so that we can get ready for tomorrow.
Okay.
So, I accept your apology, but nigga, your reasons, like, you have different reasons. Like, I fell asleep. oh, I was drinking and drugging. Like, so this week it was just drinking and drugging. Okay, but
nigga, whatever.
You know you had somewhere to fucking be. So, but anyway, so the question that Keisha Taylor posed about why is it that y'all don't know how to put the seat down?
Why is it what? What? Who? When? How?
Y'all don't
what?
Know. Y'all, maybe the UP sitting down? Why don't y'all know how to put the seat down after you've taken a piss?
Okay, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me do I pee sitting down, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to be funny and you're trying to make it seem like it's a male-feminine thing. You know what I'm saying? Masculine-feminine thing, all right? And I get you, and ha-ha-ha, that's funny. Until you're in the most masculine place ever, which is jail. And in jail, niggas sit down and they pee. Why do niggas in jail sit down and they pee? Because there's a lot of Muslims in jail. And they happen to kneel down and they pray in itself. So if a motherfucker got to pee standing up, that pee go splash on the floor where I'm kneeling and praying to my God 5 times a day. So me and you have to come to an agreement, cellmate, that you go sit the fuck down when you pee. Because if I kneel down and I pee just to pray and I smell your pee, I'm fucking stabbing you 18 times in your fucking jugular. So you see how sometimes, you know what I'm saying, sitting down and peeing is a very masculine thing? So I don't appreciate you trying to make fun of me, motherfucker, asking me do I sit down and pee. Ha, ha, ha. It ain't as funny as you think it is. Anyway, my love. We don't put it down because it ain't important to us. Fuck y'all. Fall in the fucking toilet, nigga.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't that sound like an older brother type shit thing? I told you it's an older brother. That's what it is. It's the older brothers. They don't know how to fucking act. They just be leaving the toilet up as if it's right.
Now, you do realize that I'm the only child, right?
No,
so
I didn't know that.
Brother.
But you.
Right.
You the only brother.
I'm ignorant, but if you're trying to say older brothers are ignorant, then okay, I can see your logic then.
Interesting, period. I gotta stop
and
get gas.
I asked you about your gas, nigga. All right. So, boom. One of the reasons. So, I'm gonna let y'all into a little piece of my life.
Okay.
So when I was a child, I grew up around a bunch of women, right? And then grew up around a bunch of women, those women sat down and peed. So for the first 2 years of my life, I used to sit down and pee. And one day my uncle saw me sitting down and peeing and punched me in my fucking chest.
Oh.
Right.
He didn't even ask you what you was doing, just punched you in the chest.
Nigga, he heard the no, man, he heard the fuck I was doing, nigga. No, man, so that goes to your point of why don't men do that, okay, because there's a stigma attached to it. But my point is that that stigma is a stigma from a certain perspective. You know what I mean? And that perspective that it's from is not the only perspective. But I get where the question comes from. Because I never forget that punch in my chest from my uncle. He, being a young man who didn't have his father around and whose grandfather was around partially, I didn't have that male role model. And my uncle was that for that moment.
Okay.
All right. You got punched in your chest and sitting down peeing.
Okay.
I mean, hey, somebody's been punched in the chest multiple times before. It ain't me, but people have been punched in their chest. Ain't never punched in the chest. Oh, my. Yeah, okay, so listen. So, y'all ever be like, look, I'll, I can get quick to use the bathroom when I get home. When you get out the car, you just think that now you're doing a pee pee dance. Just trying to get some gas and go home. Now I got to go in the goddamn sheet.
I hope you get home because that gas room.
She's just going to clean her bathroom. They're clean. They're clean like Chick-fil-A clean.
Okay.
She's in Chick-fil-A is the only public bathrooms I would use. I hate using that bathroom in the airport.
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute.
I would never.
Yeah,
Ron, so what's your question to women that you just never ask that you're dying to know? Lord, help us.
So I don't necessarily have a question that I've always wanted to ask that I've never asked. But one thing I will ask that I can think over the top of my head is, why the fuck is verbal communication so important?
Okay.
Would y'all like me to go a step deeper with the question, or is that good enough?
You know what? Yeah, go a little good. Go a step deeper.
If, as we know, that communication comes in many forms, and verbal is just one form of communication, and body language is a bigger form of communication, and 85% of communication is nonverbal, why do y'all put such an onus on verbal communication when that is not the predominant way that our species communicates?
Okay. Here's just
is it because
my
y'all
little take
stupid?
On it. I mean, some. We're just gonna call a spade a spade. Some are stupid, but I think that there's some that are just dumb, and then there are some that don't know all the ways to communicate. So that verbal communication is just the only thing that they have. And then you have the ones that understand, you know, the different types of communication. But I do think, like, a lot of people, there are a lot of people that lack all of, like, the basic communication skills, whether it's verbal or nonverbal. And it just, for whatever reason, they don't seek to try to figure out, if that makes any sense, if they try to figure out, you know, any other kind of communication. Did that answer your question, Ron? Hello? Okay.
I'm sorry, I was...
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was a little distracted. I was doing something else. Were you talking to me?
I answered your question.
Oh, thank you. So would you say hello? Like you wanted me to follow up?
I asked you a question.
And that's what I'm asking. What was the question that you asked? I missed that last part.
I asked, did my answer somewhat answer your question?
Oh, yes, it did. Oh, so we on the same page.
Yeah. Some of them just don't. Some people just don't know no better.
And yes, I'm one of those people.
They just don't know no better.
Whatever.
Some don't. They don't know any better. They don't know how to communicate.
But let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Go a step further with you. I understand why us as men don't know how to communicate as well as women. I understand. Y'all have more practice at it. Y'all are more mature than us. Y'all are stronger than us internally, maybe not externally. So I get it. But let me see if I can put this right. Do you think it's right that y'all look down upon us? Because I know y'all look at us as the strongest sex, but y'all look at us as we're stupid. Is that fair that y'all look at us like that?
No, not at all. No, I don't think so at all. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair for anyone to look down on anyone. Like when it comes to male female relations, like I don't think it's fair for anyone to look down on anyone. No. And to be quite honest, it's not always the women that are way more mature than men. It doesn't always happen like that. Because I know a lot of men that are way more mature than their wives or girlfriends or side pieces or friends or like they play sister that they fucking.
Wait a minute, what I walk back into? Wait a minute. I take my mask off so I can put my headphones back on. And I say, what's that, huh? What y'all talking about? What was the question?
One asked, is it fair for women to look down on men because men have a hard time with verbal communication? And I was just saying that, and he was saying that it has something to do, you know, with women being more mature. And I was like, that's not always the case, because I know a lot of brothers that are way more mature than the females that they're dealing with.
I agree. Some women, there are poor communicating ass women out here in the world. There are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking piss poor.
Yeah.
So, I think it's by person by person type situation to kind of gauge it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I may be able to communicate the way I feel about some shit. And it's not necessarily into a male-female type relationship. I may be able to convey to one of my female friends how I feel about some shit, but she come off on me left side. Whoa, poor communication skills, ma'am. Poor,
yeah.
She's poor. Get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a moment to sit back and think about what the fuck you got to say, take a second. Some people are not always out here to argue or be combative with someone. It's not always the case. So, why did you turn your brain like that? Sorry, got it. Second apartment.
And, you know, another thing, too, I find that people really get defensive and they really, really, really show 100% they have, like, no communication skills if it's something that they don't want to hear.
Right.
Like, if it's something that they don't want to hear or they don't understand. Rather than just admitting, like, hey, I don't understand, explain it to me, or, you know, help me understand. It's like, you don't have to do all of that. Just say, I don't understand. Or you could get to the point where you could say, hey, I, you know what? Let's agree to disagree. And leave it at that.
Right.
No.
So depending on how you come off on me, now, instead of me being in the communication stage of things, like I'm trying to openly be open-minded in what you're saying and what you're doing, you come off less. Now I'm not in that space of being open-minded. I'm now reacting to some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've taken me out of my communication realm where I was okay. scared of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, some women just can't communicate and some men just don't know how. Maybe sometimes it was the way that they were raised. You ever look at it, like, you think about it, like, how somebody is raised on how do you communicate? Did you pick up good skills or did you pick up bad skills? I'm going to give you an example. When I was younger, I noticed in my parents that my parents were arguing a lot. So I was like, yo, I don't have it in me to argue with no fucking body. I'm about to do this shit. If I got to raise my voice with some bullshit, I ain't about to do it. So as I got older and I went into my relationship, I was like, yo, I'm not about to argue with you. If you feel the need, you need to raise your voice at me and act stupid, then you can go on outside with that shit by yourself.
There you go.
I'm not gonna do that with you. That's what I learned. Like, oh my God, like, it would be so bad that me and my brother, like even though they would be in their room and they would be arguing, they never really argued in front of us. You would just hear it. And my brother and I would either go into my brother's room or he would come into mine and we would just sit there. And we're like, yo, this is not some shit that we're supposed to do in life. Like, I'm just, and I've always said, I'm not going to be, even though I will take some qualities away from my dad that I want in a man. Like, my dad is, like, super duper hard working. Like, my dad retired and is still working another job. Like, he's always had the work ethic of two or three jobs, always working to provide. I'll take that away from him, and I need that in my man to be able to be my provider, to be able to have a work ethic. But my dad has a temper, and he's a meanie. I'm like, why are you so goddamn mean? I didn't say goddamn, but daddy, why are you so mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, my daddy's mean, y'all. I thought sometimes it used to be my mama that was mean because that was the main thing that she had going on in her life. But my daddy's mean. And I might be mean because of my daddy. But I never wanted to be with a man who was just that mean. Never. And if I saw the trait of a mean man in him, I was like, oh, gotta go. Bye. You cute and shit, but I can't do anything. So yeah. But that just wasn't something that I wanted. So I learned how to communicate better because of it, I feel like. So.
Yeah, definitely. I think that shapes us, like, for our relationships overall. Like, how we're raised, that definitely plays a part in our life as we get older. Because I grew up with, like, my dad always worked and my mom stayed home. And I think that so a lot of times people get kind of, like, I wouldn't say closed-minded, but that's just their focus. Like, they think anything outside of that realm is it don't make sense. I would never do that. Like, it comes from a judgmental place. Like, I have friends that, you know, it's a two-income household. I have friends that, you know, the women work and the guy stays home. And I don't judge because it works for them.
Right.
So I definitely think I'm not judging. Like, it could go either way and that's okay. And I think people just, they don't realize how much their childhood plays a part in their adulthood. And
you're right.
They really don't. And it gets to they get older and they get into relationships and then it's like, oh, I would never do this. Honey, never say never. Period.
Right. I just know what I'm not about to put up with.
Yeah,
I know what I'm not about to put up with. Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, I may not be like, okay, well, husband, you know, you want to go back to school. If I'm making money to the point where it's like, okay, I can hold down these bills and you want to further your education, I get that. We can change this dynamic at some point. But I'm just not going to tolerate no dumb shit. I'm not going to tolerate you being lazy as fuck. I'm not going to tolerate, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, if you're going to be in this house and you're not working, you got to be doing something.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be doing something. At least going, if you're going to school and you're bettering yourself, awesome. Awesome. I have absolutely, positively no problem with that at all. But this sitting at home playing PlayStation, not cleaning, when I get home, ain't no food fixed. Because first of all, you been home all day. You ain't been doing shit. Why ain't no food on the table?
At least I give you the benefit of the doubt. If it ain't on the table, at least it's in the oven.
It's cooking.
Like, it's almost done. Like, I can see, like, okay, so you did X, Y, and Z all day. You did this, you did that, you fixed this, you fixed that. So, like, it's now, like, 2, and you like, shit, I don't know what I want to make for dinner. Let me figure this out. So I get home, like, about 5-ish. And it's still in the oven. Like, you get a pass. Like, hey, I got caught up doing some other shit.
That I get. Because you got to ask me what I want to eat and all of this stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to prepare. Now, what I'm not about to do is be waiting an hour for that shit to get ready. Because I'm going to go up here. I'm going to go up these steps, right? And I'm going to go and take me a shower. When I get out of this shower, and I done put my lotion on, and my house clothes for the evening. Might be some leggings and a t-shirt. You know, some house shit. Because I'm not don't ask me to go nowhere because I ain't putting my bra back on.
Okay, that is that. I'm not going nowhere if that sucker is not coming on. If that thing is off, it's over. It's over.
I don't know. Y'all. Go ahead and chop me up and say she's done. She ain't going nowhere. If I go in this house and I take this bra off, don't ask me to do shit. No.
Listen, I done clocked out.
You
want to hear me? I done clocked out. Once that bra come off, I done clocked out. Don't ask me nothing.
Hold on.
Can you go? No, I can't. No.
That requires me to put a bra
whatever
back on.
It is. Whatever it is, if they'll have it tomorrow. They'll have it tomorrow.
You need that right now? You need it right now? Oh, then no. Mm-mm.
And I can't even say that in my house, because Mark is with all the shit. I can say I come in the house and I say, like, no, I'm not putting the bra on. No. He'd be like, well, just don't wear one.
He's not going outside. He is a whole. He with all the shit. He don't wear it. Fuck it. No, sir. No. If I go in here, these titties. See, I can't even. That's not even one of my cards I can pull in the house. He just be like, no. I can't. I sure enough can't. Cause I'm not looking at my bra. But you mean, like, why did you take it off? Why going somewhere? Where was we going? Because you didn't tell me beforehand.
Excuse
that we were going somewhere. I wouldn't have took my bra off. That would be something different
you
if I need to shower and go on.
You did not give me a proper notice about the activities once I reached the threshold of the household. You did not notify me.
It came off
2 hours prior. You didn't. No, sir. You did not notify me 24 hours beforehand. You didn't notify me 2 hours prior. So guess what? We ain't doing it.
You might as well make plans for tomorrow. We'll make plans for tomorrow. We ain't not doing that tonight.
We'll do it tomorrow.
You telling me we getting ready to go somewhere? I done slipped my bra off, and you like, why you still got your shirt on? How you slip your bra off? See, listen, I'm trained to do this. Leave me alone.
Okay. A whole professional out here. Let me tell you something. As I was pulling up, I was unsnapping the things in the back. Okay? So all I had to do when I walked in the house is pull my arm through and pull that sucker right on out. You didn't notify me, sir. You didn't notify me. So now we in the house. That's it. We in the house now.
Mm-hmm.
You should have notified me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't
you
got to communicate it to bras. That's communicated.
Well,
oh,
that's
God.
How the show goes. That's how
yeah,
it goes.
Communicated.
Yes.
So wrong.
And Ron,
okay, wait,
Ron that went somewhere.
You.
Ron
oh,
is distracted
on the
somewhere.
Line.
I see you.
On the line.
I'm right here. What's up?
I'm
there
trying to
go.
Gather my question. I'm trying to figure out what kind of question I can ask. You as a man. I don't know, because I really don't be having no questions, because I'm just making shit right. Do men take offense to women who act like men? Not studly men. Not them. Not the studs. But I'm talking about women who have, like, a male mentality to things. Do men take issue with that?
See what I'm saying? Just the pain. Just the pain. He gonna say, I'm here. I'm here. And then he gonna leave.
Then he gone again. What?
I'm sorry. My bad. I got distracted because I was doing some other dope shit. And if I tell y'all what I was doing, y'all going to be mad at me. I was actually here picking my toes. My bad. I apologize.
Nigga.
I'm picking my toes.
Fucking engulfed and kicking your nasty ass toes, whatever toe jam you found.
My toes ain't nasty, nigga. They look actually good for a man's toes.
You out here picking out toe jam.
But I caught you, but when I heard silence, I was like, oh shit, they talking to me. I no doubt. I apologize.
Yeah,
never say
I
sorry.
Cannot.
Okay,
I cannot.
Okay. No,
I cannot.
Your ass out. I'm sick of you. Like,
I cannot.
All right, I'm saying, as
well,
we were, what was y'all asking me? I'm sorry, what was y'all asking
me? We already got one fucking slacker who ain't even called in, ain't responded to a text message. But your ass.
Why you talking about Medisa like that? Why you talking about Medisa like that?
I'm talking about Dre. I'm talking about Dre.
No, Medisa is sick.
We know why Medisa is out. She's not feeling well. No, she put it, it was just to me and you. She's not feeling well.
Oh.
So, yeah, user and the other slacker. If I pull up to this house and this light is on, and this slacker, well, he is he asleep? What is it? The light ain't on. Maybe he ain't here. Maybe he's on the midnight train to Hovia.
Choo choo.
Oh.
Maybe. Here it is. But it's cold. My God.
So, Ron, her question was, do men take offense to women that think like men?
It's hard for me to tell you what men take offense to. I don't.
Okay.
It's hard to tell you what men take offense to, because I know most of these men who grew up in my generation, they have very authoritative women as their mothers. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Like, come on, son, let's be real about it.
Okay.
It is what it is. We grew up like that. So, I mean, you gotta, I don't know. I don't. You just answer it that way.
Okay. Okay. I get it. Because I think you might be slightly older than me, but not much. I think we all kind of, our generation kind of grew up with the, you know, the single parent household. So she had, so mom had to be strong. So that's all we know. But there are some men that didn't, like, they didn't have to deal with it. So they do fine, like, they do get offended, you know, if they have, like, a headstrong woman and things like that. It's like, oh, no. Like, I don't want to deal with that. And it's like, it's not even, oh, Lord, she, oh. I hope he ain't in there for his sake.
Oh, but I ain't got out the tie yet.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, because I'm just sitting here for a second. Y'all know how you sit in the car for a second.
Yeah.
And you gather your life, because I've been gone all day long. So, yeah. I finished my schoolwork. I came on out the house. But,
okay.
Yeah. But I've been gone all day.
All right, can I interject, ladies?
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a question that I asked.
Okay.
All right. You know what? Let's keep it 100. So I'm here and I'm entertaining. Well, not entertaining, but I have people over.
Toes.
What I'm saying? Not entertaining, but I have people over while I'm here. So I'm going to ask them the question that we're asking here, right, to see what they ask, all right? Is that fine with y'all?
Okay.
All right, so y'all listen. The question I pose to y'all is, what question would you ask to the opposite sex that you've never asked before? So now while they think about that, right, I'm going to ask a question, okay?
Okay.
If you know that your child was 11 pounds and 6 ounces, how dare you act like my dick is really causing some kind of, you know what I'm saying, real massive seismic shift in your tectonic ovaries? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, let's keep it 100%. You just had a whole life that breathes and eats and shit come out of you. And all I got is something that nothing piss. And you go have the audacity to tell me that I just fucking shifted something. All right, no, just answer that question for me.
Okay, it depends on how long after said child is born, and then the circumstances behind said child is born. Because if the baby is 11 pounds, I'm going to assume that if this was a natural birth, that there was some tearing.
Nigga, if the shit was 6 pounds, ain't no nigga got no 6 pound dick.
Nobody, no nigga. Okay, so listen. So I don't think it's a pound thing. I think it's more of a space thing, because
a woman is only
3 inches deep. So if you're cutting something that's 11 inches long into something that's 3 inches deep.
Wait, hold on 1 second. What's only 3 inches deep?
A woman.
A what?
A vagina. A hole. What more do you need to know?
3 inches?
What's that other space called then? Nigga, that shit that's up there. Like, we got, like, y'all just got a pole and some nuts. That's what y'all got. We got ovaries, we got a cervix, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got all that shit that's up there.
Right, but what I'm saying is, no man enters your ovaries. No man enters your cervix. We may hit your cervix. Something comes out of your ovaries.
But keep in mind,
I find it hard to believe that a woman's vagina is 3 inches long. Right.
Let me
pull
my other phone.
I mean, I find it hard to believe. So you're telling me if that 3 inch, cause, all right, that's like saying that you got a size medium shorts, spandex, but the bitch is a 18 waist, but she still fit into them. So technically, yeah, it is a size medium spandex, but that bitch is 18. She made it fit. Is that what you're telling me? Because I know there's no way I only have 3 inches worth of dick.
Excuse me, Ron. When you are not sexually aroused, your vagina is about 2 to 4 inches long. When you
yeah,
are aroused,
I'm talking about
it can stretch
to
4 to 8 inches.
So four to eight in good time.
Hey, she just read what it said. Mm-hmm. About playing good. Mm-hmm.
Nigga, Google this. I'm done with y'all being on top of y'all point Googling shit. All right, that's what's up. All right, So 4 to 8. All right, so you telling me a nigga that got an 8.5 inch dick. So you telling me a nigga that got an 8.5 inch dick, his dick ain't getting all up in the pussy because she only go 4 to 8 inches.
It only expands that, but you have to think about it.
No, but and you have to take into consideration. You have to take into consideration whether or not she's actually aroused or not. Because you know it expands when you're aroused.
So that's what the difference is.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, like I was saying, again, it depends on the delivery of the child because if, you know, if there was complications, there's tearing that needs to be taken care of. So, I don't know as of what they do now, but I know seven years ago, they just stitch you right on up and you gotta wait until, you know, the weeks is up, you go back to the doctor and the doctor can tell you, hey, you can get up on that pole. But, you know, it just depends. Depends on you know, the circumstances of the child. And then I imagine if you have a C-section, you ain't getting that no time, though. Because they can't even get up to walk to the bathroom without dying.
Yep.
So I don't know how you...
Yep.
Yeah. So
I can say yes to what she's saying right now because I had a C-section and it took everything in me just to get up out my bed. Everything.
Mm.
Yeah. I couldn't drive myself for 2 weeks. You know, some mamas drive themselves home after they have a baby. Yeah.
I remember when I had Abby, when I moved to maternity ward, I had a roommate for maybe an hour or two, and she had a C-section. Like, sis couldn't even, like, she could not move, like, at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Yeah, and they make you get up. Like, I was in the hospital for, because they make you stay longer when you have a C-section. They make you stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would come in the room, and they'd be like, Miss Reed, you got to get up and you got to walk. And I'm like, but I
no,
can't.
Ma'am.
They was like, no.
No,
you
ma'am.
Have to make yourself get up and walk because your body will get stiff and you will lose control of being able to do so. So you have to get up and walk. So
no, ma'am.
That was the slowest walking I have ever done in my life. Ever. Yeah. They would make you get up and walk. And that pain was real.
Well, I mean, at least, well, the good news is they take care of you if you have a C-section. Because if you have it naturally, baby, they be like, you had the baby. Okay, you alive, the baby alive. Okay, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you still here? Wait a minute. I only, the baby ain't but 2 hours old. What you mean? Okay. Yeah, Jersey do not play. I don't know about how it is in your state, but baby, you out of there. 2 days.
Yeah, it's 2 days
two
for
days.
Vaginal and 3 days for C-section.
2 days. No. Bye. Thank you for having your baby here. Bye. I'm like, damn, I didn't even. So, all right. Bye. If you got any, if you got anything wrong, would you call this number? Bye. Especially if you go to the, if you got to go to the hospital in the hood. Oh God. Yeah, they don't. They couldn't wait to get my behind out of there. I was so mad. Because with the boys, it was a high-risk pregnancy because it was twins. So I constantly was going to the doctor. And I was like, do I have to deliver here? They were like, it's the best neonatal hospital in the country. I was like, all right, fine. Just
Lord have mercy. What in the world? Okay, I'm sorry. So, the way me and my daughter had to come home from where we were, we had to come by I-85. If you know what I-85 is, a major highway here in North Carolina that connects the north to the south. All right, so we're riding, driving. Traffic is stopped on the other side of the highway. So we're like, oh my God, what's going on? And so my child, because we can't see what's going on the other side. So I say, hey, you can't see what's going on? She was like, but there's caution tape. Okay. Anytime you see caution tape, that means there's some bodies that are over there. I get home. I'm like, oh, I got a news feed. Let me look at my news feed. Some dummies done shot up a party bus on I-85.
A party bus.
A party bus.
Sure.
So, why do niggas do dumb shit? Like, I just feel like this dumb. So now the highway, a portion of the highway is closed. I thought, well, maybe there was just a bad accident. Wow. Okay, now let's get back to it. Because people are just stupid. Hey, the hurricane is coming. That's all I want to say. So, did they have a question,
you know, Lauren?
Did they have one?
Well, hold on. Any casualties?
It doesn't say they have the, it doesn't say, it just said that they were, people were injured and that they are not actively looking for the shooter because guess where the shooter was?
Oh.
On the fucking party bus.
I'm done.
Stupid.
Was it Tory Lanez?
Yo, that nigga going to jail. 22 motherfuckers. Set that nigga on fire. Period. I don't care. But you didn't do it. But you didn't do it, Tory Lanez. You didn't do it. But somebody's evidence said that they can charge you for a felony with that shit. But you didn't do
I'm
it.
Done.
But you didn't do it. They only they charge niggas who don't do it. You got proof you didn't do it?
I'm mad that you made a whole album about that.
Exactly.
You made an album?
Exactly.
See, what happened was, see, that is a prime example of you talking too damn much because Megan had said it happened and I'm going to move on with it. I'm going to give a whole concert and I'm going to mind my business. No, she kept it. She kept a lid on it. But no, you just got to keep on talking. You got to keep on talking.
What do you mean
talking.
She kept a lid on it? She said this nigga did it.
She did.
No,
she
for
said
a long
she didn't
time.
Say nothing. Well, she didn't say.
She
did it. And you know, she kept trying to protect that nigga. But then when his group of friends or people that he was around started talking shit, she was like, yo. Here I am trying to protect this nigga. Yo, why am I going to continue to do that? I'm going to let this shit air out and ride. And she was like, yep, that nigga Tory Lanez shot me. Now what? But you didn't
right,
do it.
Right, she snitched.
Yes, you did. But he shot her. What was she supposed to do? Let him get away with it and then beat her parents up?
But she did. But
yep.
She did, though.
Hold that nigga
she
down.
Did.
Hold
she
that nigga
did.
Down.
She did.
No, I'm not
for
holding
the longest.
Nigga down.
For the longest, she
listen,
did.
Listen, just
because
you
but
start
he,
doing something don't mean that you did it if you didn't finish doing it. So if I start holding you down and then halfway through, whether it's because of me or because of you or because of whatever, you stop holding me down, then you can't say that you hold me down, bitch.
No. Like, she's trying to protect me. But is it okay for you to be like, well, I didn't do it, the bitch is lying, this, that, and the third, and talk pure trash about her?
No, he's a fucking dummy.
No,
don't get it twisted. He's a dummy. He's a straight asshole. Don't get it twisted. Not saying that. I'm just saying that she, you know what I'm saying? Don't say she held him down. But she had a reason not to hold him down, though, too. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Bunch of bullshit. Niggas doing nigga shit when they got nigga money.
You better be glad your ass didn't get locked up right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The fact that you still, you know what I'm saying, amongst the free and living. And I don't know how Canadian gun laws are.
He shot her in California. What are you talking about?
I thought it was Canada. I know it's something with a C. My bad.
No, he shot her in the hills of Los Angeles.
No, I'm drunk.
Yep.
Don't pay me no mind.
Yeah, you drunk, you go.
Hey, watch your mouth. Don't talk about me. I can talk about myself, though.
Well, I can text the wrong damn number. Damn it. I'm going to text a landline.
What time is it right now? What time is it right now?
11:27.
Why am I making mashed potatoes?
You're still
you're
making
supposed to make
mashed
them
mashed
at
potatoes.
You were supposed to make those.
I
don't make no damn sense.
Nigga, I told you I was high, nigga. Some garlic mashed potatoes, nigga.
Yo, this sounds like some broccoli. The broccoli that you're about to have.
I got broccoli and garlic for the throat.
Yo, it sounds good.
No, you know what? I'm not going to hold you. My go-to when I used to smoke was shrimp egg foo young and shrimp fried rice.
Nigga. All day, every day. That's my shit.
Like, and then you tell them to put the extra gravy on the side? Yeah. We used to sit and listen to Benny and the Jet. Don't ask me why. I don't know. That was that choice of song.
And we used to
smoke, and then we go to the Chinese store, and then we get the shrimp egg foo young, the shrimp fried rice, and then we eat that, and then we go back to the store and get another one, and eat that.
I don't know what it is. Y'all niggas is going. I ain't never in my life done no shit like this. I don't know what it is about that.
It's something about that gravy. Yeah, that was. Yeah, you should sit and listen to that.
I'm not about to sit and listen to Benny and the Jets. I'm not about to do that.
I'm not sure why. I don't know.
What is that? Wow. What? So, okay. Ron, ask a question? I'm about to eat me a big mama.
No, these motherfuckers over here don't give a fuck about the opposite sex and no questions. They ain't asking shit. They over here trying to fucking get fucking Scrabble fucking words. They don't know nothing about nothing.
Oh, man.
How they playing Scrabble and they don't know nothing about nothing?
That's an ill question to ask. I don't know.
They don't know nothing about nothing.
They know something about something, obviously, right? My bad. I guess I'm wrong.
All right, well.
Fuck them then. How about we just say fuck them? How about that?
Has they joined?
Yeah, something like that.
What? Cookie Post. Oh, Drazen.
Anyway.
Oh.
Marshall decided to show up at the 25th hour.
Oh,
I mean,
this?
I had a date. I'm sorry.
You had a date with who?
Oh, he was on the mid. I thought he was on the midnight train to
Hopeville. I hope it wasn't nobody that she was on that damn page earlier.
Oh my God, Taylor, tell me.
I hope it wasn't nobody from there.
I did not know all my hoes was in that damn group. And everybody started commenting on the post.
Excuse me. Can you not say all your hoes because I know you, so therefore that makes me sound like I'm one of your hoes? Could you just say
some women that you deal with? Your ass on that snitching with your little funky ass damn goddamn gifts.
Why is this group?
I don't even know what's in the group.
I'm in the group.
Yeah, you were in the group. I knew you was in the group, but I didn't know what the name change was in the goddamn group.
What's the name of the group?
What's that shit? Black
Black Coalition Group?
Yeah.
Yes. So it was a post. So let me tell you what happened. So it was a post that was like, hey, okay, for whatever reason, I guess it's Freaky Friday, so they thought it would be a good idea to put up a post for single people. So I said, okay, wow. So I'm scrolling, minding my business. I went past it. Facebook then let me know that one of my friends was on this post. Because it gave me,
yeah,
it popped up.
That's why
like,
Ron don't be on Facebook like that.
Go to the post and tag me so I can see this shit. Okay.
I didn't know she was in the group. Because I don't even post in there. I don't even post and I don't comment in there. And so I seen when the damn thing went up, I seen the chick that was on there and she had sent me a friend request, but I haven't accepted it yet. And I was like, okay, she is a real person because I thought it was somebody being with a fake picture and shit and they were trying to just damn be on my page. I was like, okay, he is a real person. So I'm sitting there, I just commented, because shit, I am single. And next thing I know, this started. He started first. And then that's when I told you, Bessie, that she had said something. That's what you left this morning. Remember, I told you that, right?
Keisha, she commented my name so I can go visit. Thank you.
I did. I tagged you.
I was like, and then they come in, and it's a lot of the chicks with ski fest. They was laughing because dumbass was going to pop up because she got in her head that we are dating. And we go together, and I ain't never touched this girl. She fucking stalking me. She had a whole
lot
of at home.
Lord have mercy.
I don't see how many comments you got. Okay, Teresa.
That was me.
There's a couple comments on there. But my inbox, Lord, I felt like best friend. My shit was beating like hell all day today. My phone still was dead earlier, and I'm still trying to charge it. I felt good. I felt like best friend. My shit was bing, bing, bing. My bell was just ringing. I was like, okay.
Brandy? Brad? What in the world?
Brad is the one that's fucking married, and she got it in her head that we are in a relationship, and all I did was spoke to this up at damn ski fest. And she is damn married. She got a whole fucking husband. Now, Brandy, that's the homie. She's in, she's
in.
And
Tamara's in
together.
Here.
Who?
Tamara.
No, exactly. And she made sure she inboxed me, too. Talking about her eating her popcorn and shit. Man, there's so many people in there from Greensboro, first of all. There's a lot of people in there from back home. And I was like, what the fuck? I see why I don't ever comment in this motherfucker. I see why I just keep him pushing. And then Facebook wanna snitch and alert motherfuckers and shit. That's why Ron don't be on there on Facebook, because Facebook is a plot for the man to always bring down the brother man and always try to get the brother man, kill him the fuck up.
Shut up.
Whatever. I'm in my Malcolm X slash Mother Savannah.
And then I looked and I said, I know goddamn well this ain't Tekisha. I think it's Tekisha. Because I'm like, I know a couple of Tekisha Tekishas. I don't know why y'all got that nickname, but I know a couple of y'all Tekisha Tekishas.
I seen that shit. I said, look at this mother. What the fuck? I said, is everybody in this motherfucker? Like, goddamn.
That don't make no damn sense. And I said, single, looking to get married. I said, what the fuck? No, let me
hear it. Looking to get married part. I just did it, and I was just bullshit. I was capping on that part. I was lying.
Okay, so what's capping? What is that? I keep hearing people say no cap.
Oh, that's
cap. What is
that's
that?
That's a New York. It's just a New York slang, but everybody be saying it. It's basically no lie.
I need Ron to confirm that.
It's no lie. That's what they're saying. No lie. And it is, if somebody say you doing a lot of cap.
I'm sorry. You need me to confirm what? What you need me to confirm?
That no cap is no cap is a New York thing.
Is it Negro thing?
No,
New York
thing.
No, that's not a New York thing.
I'm mad he said Negro thing.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like, it's a Negro thing, yes. It's a New York thing. That's not a New York thing. I mean, do they use it there?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of New York cats. That's where I got it from. That's all they say in the hip-hop group. There ain't any hip-hop group but New York niggas.
So you
and they always in that motherfucker hollering, no cap, no cap, no cap, no cap.
You
why are you capping? So I figured it was a New York slang. That's all that's in there. That's the Dan said all the time, too. Shout out to Big Dan.
You so silly.
Nigga, you making homemade mashed potatoes or you making instant potatoes?
Nigga, the potatoes is being bald already. I'm peeling the skin off. I got my butter and my garlic. Nigga, I'm telling you, I smoke too much not to eat good, nigga. What's wrong with you?
That nigga said I'm peeling.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I was a little hostile in my language.
It's okay.
Hey,
it especially when you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I ain't even watching the game. What the fuck is going on? It's over? Is it over? It's got to be over by now,
no,
right?
What the hell?
The
you talking about the Lakers and the Heat game?
Yes.
That was on earlier when I was at my homegirl house.
Yeah,
it came on 9:00.
No, it ain't
that shit over. It's probably in the fourth quarter.
It's
the
fourth
it's quarter.
In the fourth. It might be in
wait a minute. Fourth quarter, 110-108. Look like the Heat gonna take this one.
It don't look like that at all.
It's a second left.
Well, look,
second left, you said?
The Heat have been winning the whole time.
You said a second left?
A
one
left.
Second?
Damn.
From what I'm looking at,
they
lost. Boy, if they fuck around and come back and beat these motherfuckers, that's going to be funny.
Uh-oh. How can I open this? I think the world didn't want me to have it.
Yep, 111 and 108.
It's over?
Yeah. The Heat.
Yup, I see them walking them off the damn. Oh, they lost. God damn it.
Mm. So we going into another game.
You call, nigga? Yes, because it's a seven-game series. So if they fuck around and tie that damn game up and they fuck around and you come back,
from a 3-0 depth to that shit gonna be, they gonna clown LeBron. Oh God.
And you know what? Mm. He needs to do something because his hairline's starting to melt off. I was watching the game the other day and it was starting to melt. I was like, damn.
Man, I'm trying to figure out with all the NBA players, when did the fucking natty look become a style? I wish all them motherfuckers would get a goddamn haircut. That shit irritates my spirit.
You look like an irritating spirit.
You know what, Reed? We got. I got to tell you what Richie said.
Huh? What
was it? I tell you what me and Richie was talking about. It's funny. She's stupid.
Y'all was talking about me?
You know, goofy.
Oh, okay.
What
did y'all go to a social function about dating or some shit?
No, I was on a date and she was there with her homegirl. She was eating.
Yeah. I was doing wedding shit.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
About her wedding?
No, about the wedding that you're going to.
Okay, all right. See, I get them on. My ponytail is going to be down to my ass.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Wait a minute. Excuse me. Excuse me. Raise my hand. What is going to be by your butt?
My ponytail.
Your ponytail. Okay. 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 That makes way more sense than what I thought you said. I was going to say,
what,
I don't know
what you think I said.
Something, all I heard was your butt. And I was like, I don't think your butt should have anything to do with this wedding. What kind of wedding is this?
My ponytail is going to be down to my ponytail is going to be down to my butt.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, then.
Sure is. Yep. Mhm. I whip my hair. I check my hair. I'm me whipping my ponytail back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Mhm.
All right. I got a question. What did you think she said instead of ponytail?
I don't know. What if I want to know too, like. All she said that she heard, but my butt.
All I heard was her butt, like my butt. And I was like, I don't think your butt should have anything to do with this wedding because it ain't about you or your butt. So, like, I was just trying to figure out what she was, like, what is going on here? Like, don't you bring your butt to my wedding. Like, don't be, no.
My butt goes everywhere I go.
You
like my buddy.
I'm like,
my
why
buddy.
Is she talking about her butt?
My buddy.
And his wedding.
My buddy and me.
Wherever I go, he goes, my buddy.
My buddy. My buddy and me. And then the next commercial would be, kid sister.
Oh, yes.
Y'all
know
everybody
on time. How they don't play the commercials back to back.
Every single
My
time.
My Little Pony.
So, listen. Okay, remember how we were talking about childhood before? So, I had a My Buddy and a kid sister. I had both of them. And both of them was black. Yeah. My black ones.
No, you know what I had that I loved, and I'm so sad that it got destroyed. I had a Teddy Ruxpin.
Girl, I did too. I had the
Teddy
Ruxpin, and I had the talking Big Bird.
Yes.
Now remember
yes.
the talking Big Bird? Yep, I had him too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a cool toy.
I had a Teddy Ruxpin. I loved that toy so much. I loved that thing. And I had, and my grandma had got me, you know, the Snuggle Bear? like the down, there's a snuggle, yeah, the snuggle bear, she got me one of those. So it was like, he looked just like the snuggle bear. And I remember I kept it, and I gave it to Supreme when he got a little older, and he just destroyed it. I was so sad. Like, I was really hurt. Like, why would you destroy this toy? Like, why would you destroy this? He's just looking at me. Like, he's looking at me like, what? I don't know. Like, what are you talking about? I was so sad about that. I was like, you know, this is something, you know, my grandmother gave me, so I'm going to give it to you type thing. I thought it was going to mean something. No, I didn't get into it. I don't care nothing about that lady.
Do you? I don't know if you remember these or not. You might not. The Popples. You remember Popples? They were these little colorful balls, and when you flipped them on the inside out, they were little animals.
Yes. Mhm.
I love those things.
Mm-hmm.
I love those Popples. That and Pound Puppies.
Yeah.
I thought I was really doing something when I was getting Pound Puppies. I felt like I was really adopting animals.
Yes.
Like I really. And that's crazy because what I was going to go to school for, it was a toss-up. It was always a toss-up between fashion merchandising and design or marine biology because I wanted to study sea animals. But I ended up going for the fashion merchandising and design because I didn't get into any schools next close. But, yeah, I love animals. I love them. That's probably why parents be out there barking at me all the time because she know I like her. But I be like, hey, girl. And she's like, okay, girl. I don't know what she be saying. I don't speak dog. But I'm stupid.
Because you don't speak dog?
Because I don't speak dog.
Nah, I love animals too. Like I love ocean animals. Like I wanted to be a marine biologist too, but I was like, yeah. Like, when they started, like, once I started really getting into, like, what they do and what they see, I was like, no, I'm not equipped for this because the first time I see an animal that's hurt, I'm hurting somebody, period. We just going to have to fight. I love dogs, though. I'm a dog person. Mark's a cat person.
There's blonde labradoodles that walk in the park when I go to the park, and they are just so gorgeous. Big old blonde-headed labradoodles.
Mm.
That's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Every day a flight attendant around the world wakes up and asks two things. One, where am I at, and where did this bruise come from? Now, I ain't never got no bruise from working. So I just doing something else. I may have had a bruise.
Hey,
your butt's not real. Your butt's not real.
Life is like that. Sometimes that happens.
Yes, it does.
Why y'all get a bruise in? Why you got a bruise?
First of all, just the answer to that. First of all, I'm grown and mind your business. That's it. I'm grown.
First of all. How you get that bruise? And why is
I'm
that
grown.
Bruise right there?
First of all, I'm grown and you mind your business. That's it. That's all you gotta say. Why you got on a turtleneck and it's 90 degrees? I am grown and you mind your business. Thank you.
No, ma'am, I got questions because that's a sign to two things. First, somebody done cut their hands around your neck either
without your permission or with your permission?
With your permission.
So as long as I know it was with your permission, then I will walk away. Okay? Like, hey, girl, high five. That's what should I do too. You remember last week? You remember last week when I had my phone off? And you were like,
okay, you remember my phone? And I kept saying, girl, it's not so ready. You was like, yes, thank you. That's what happened. Hey, hey.
Okay, all right. But if it would have been the other end, it was like, okay, fine, we need to have a conversation. But, yeah, you know, sometimes shit just happens. You know, shit in my life, I didn't like in my 20s, I kind of like in my late 30s. You know, I might do some things.
Why you got a bite mark on your shoulder? First of all, again, you ain't my business. I'm grown.
I don't have no bite mark. What is that? What are you talking about? Did you see the case about
and what the fuck you think it means? What it meant when you had a bite mark on your shoulder, bitch?
Ooh. That meant I was doing something nasty. That's what that meant.
No, but I'm saying the person who asked you that question, ask them what it meant when they had one on theirs. Like, what the fuck you thinking? Like, that's a silly question to ask somebody. I was like saying, ooh, you got a condom on your dick. What that means?
Oh,
I'm just saying. That's like saying, oh, she's at Planned Parenthood. What that mean?
I'm in here getting this good old shot that I come through to get. Or something.
Or something.
I'm here protesting at the Planned Parenthood so that they can have a better way of doing things so they can be protected. That's why I'm here. These young women have a choice.
Either before the event or after the event. One of the two.
But I'm here to protest.
I'm here to protect something. Either I'm either here to protect my sexual organs or my future.
Listen.
Both. All that.
But I'm here. So how about you mind?
I'm here.
No more horror music.
I'm going to go take care of what I need to take care of, and then I'll be right outside with you.
Right. Can you leave me alone and tell those people don't bother me when I'm walking in and out?
I got you. Got you. Bitch, back up. Let the young lady get through. Or you're going to get hit over the head with your protest sign. Bitch, I will snatch that shit off your head and hit you with it.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. Let her go in here and make her life decision that she needs to make.
Nobody
maybe,
ain't asked you,
maybe
Mrs.
she
Billy
realized.
Graham.
Maybe she realized, you know what, I really don't want no baby with this sorry ass nigga. He won't get a fucking job to save his goddamn life. He is.
And he's my uncle.
Gorgeous.
Wait, not my uncle.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I was
reasons
wrong.
This is why people need this shit.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry,
that
was
reasons.
Wrong.
And the reasons why people be needing that shit. Maybe I ain't want that. I don't want no baby with this nigga because he's solid.
One on baby
solid.
With this
not
nigga.
No regular
he got a baby with my sister.
Listen, okay, so somebody put up a post today and it was like, what if you found out that your ex was now with your best friend and they have a baby and that no and they think the baby that she had previously is his. Are you still gonna be best friends with her? What's gonna happen? So what I said was, I said, wait, what? Let me go ahead and check out of this. Because, excuse me while I check out. Because first of all, I knew that baby looked like you. You know, like you looked at the baby like, what baby got eyes? That baby got eyes like that Negro. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't had the opportunity to take the little baby to get it checked. Now the bitch done told me that the baby is his. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can kiss my ass and you can kiss the other piece of my ass. How about that?
That ain't right.
What? Why should I stay around? What the? So that I can look at the product of y'all's mindset? She's all right, little baby. Yeah, she ain't precious. She cute. You can take her out of the public. But you better pray she ain't slow like her day.
So listen.
So, again, I
just happen to be minding my business. What's today? Friday? So,
Tuesday.
I'm minding my business. And I happen to get a friend request. And I was like, oh, this person looks real familiar, but I can't place them. So I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to just leave it there. Because, you know, you see it and you don't answer it, it just stays there.
Mm-hmm.
So then I wound up talking to one of my other friends, and we was just chit-chatting about some other stuff. You know, I had called to check in on her. So she was saying she was having issues with her baby daddy. I said, oh, that sucks. And, you know, she was talking, and then I was like, that's where I know that person from. That's her baby daddy. So I didn't accept it. So like 3 hours later, I get another friend request. It's from someone else. These two, it's her other friend. Like she has another friend that I know, but I don't know her that well. Bruh, the other friend has a kid with the baby daddy, she knows nothing about this. So here I go on Tuesday. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute, this is bad. I just delete everybody. I don't want no parts of this. Y'all know I ain't got good sense. Y'all know I don't have a lot of home training. I don't want no parts of this because I'm gonna just start tagging shit. So she texted me. She was like, I don't know what to do. I think he cheated on me. I was like, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you to do. I'm not sure what to tell you to do. All I know is that you have got to do something. You know? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And she really was like, but what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I was like, I don't know. And then I want to say about 1:30 in the morning, she hit the fan. I got a text message from her. I got an inbox. I was like, it's nothing. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, and the baby is, like, a little bit older than her kid. So they've been messing around for longer than they've been messing around. I'm like, bro, I'm not getting involved in this. I don't know. So flash to today, right? I get to work, so I see him and the other baby mom in the store. I see them together, and I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, no. I'm like, no, 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 no. So then I'm like, please don't come over here. Like, thank God for masks because, you know, a mask can hide your facial expression. So now it is what it is.
They can't hide your eyes. They can't hide your eyes.
Yes. And that was my problem today. I was like, I'm just right. I want to go. I mean, they in there skipping around, holding hands, everything. I'm like, ooh. And I said, you better not get in my damn line. Don't you get in my goddamn line. Don't you get in my line. Don't you get in my line. You better not. Because he saw me, and he looked at me like, oh, shit. And he looked at her. I'm like, listen, that's y'all business.
I ain't got no
business. Mm-mm. Cause she already knows what's up, kind of. So it ain't gonna take her long to put the puzzle pieces together. But I said I'm not saying nothing. Last time I tried to tell somebody about their man, it was a whole situation. And she still was messing with the fool, and the fool still was messing with the neighbor. So. Yes.
Why do cooks
They moved, and then the neighbor moved too.
To the same place again?
Across the street.
She said, "I ain't about to, it's because y'all moving. I ain't about to give up my piece of this." She said, "Uh-uh, not today, not on my clock."
She said, "I'm moving across the street, bitch."
I'm trying to see how much of a belly this dude got and he's cooking. Because I need to understand if you one of them dudes, like you eat your, like you actually eat your food, or you just not going, or you just fat for no reason. So I'm trying to, I'm being nervous.
Bored.
He look like he can cook.
Bored.
Like, you know, even though I'm trying to lose weight, yeah, I eat. So I was looking at his page. Some collard greens and some macaroni cheese. I don't like that. I don't like the way you dress. Nope, gotta go. See ya. See how easy that was? How easy that was? Like, oh, I'm interested. Let's see.
Oh,
I don't like the way you dress.
Okay, folks, we are now into recorded time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Yes, I'm going
we
to
appreciate
the woman
you.
Because you got to get up in the morning and Dre is somewhere trying to pick up his next hoe and
uh-oh.
Ron is literally
is it a possum?
Who did you go on a date with?
I told you one of them holes in underneath that post. But that's neither here nor there. Are we having a show next week, folks?
Yeah, we should be good. We should be good to have one next week.
Okay.
I don't know what city or state I'll be in because I'll be on call. But yeah, we can have one.
Okay. All right, folks. So we will see you all next week. Same time, same place, same shenanigans. And, yeah. It's been fun, guys. Please stay safe. Wear your mask, wash your hands. Make sure you wrap it up and all that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff.
I agree. All that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff.
All that jazz.
All
right.
All right, guys. See you all next week. Good night.
Good night.
Deuces.